From this point, the Quran began to emphasize this shared vision. In one remarkable passage, Allah makes it clear that the faithful must believe indiscriminately in the revelations of every single one of God's messengers. Say, "We believe in God, and in that which has been bestowed from on high upon us, and that which has been bestowed upon Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and their descendants, and that which has been vouchsafed by their sustainer unto Moses and Jesus and all the other prophets. We make no distinction between any of them, and unto him do we surrender ourselves." You could not be a Muslim unless you also revered Moses and Jesus. True faith required surrender to God, not to an established faith. Indeed, exclusive loyalty to only one tradition could become shirk, an idolatry that puts a human institution on the same level as God. This is one of the first passages in the Quran to emphasize the words Islam and Muslim, which both derive from the verb aslama, surrendering oneself entirely to someone else's will. The verse continues, "For if one goes in search of a religion other than self-surrender, Islam, unto God, it will never be accepted from him, and in the life to come he shall be among the lost." This verse is often quoted to prove that the Quran claims that Islam is the one true faith and that only Muslims will be saved. But Islam was not yet the official name for Muhammad's religion, and when this verse is read correctly in its pluralistic context, it clearly means the exact opposite. The Quran depicts one prophet handing on the revelation to another. The message passes from Abraham to Ishmael and Isaac to Moses and so on in a continuous narrative. The Quran is simply a confirmation of the previous scriptures, and the Torah, the Gospel and the Quran are simply moments in God's continuous self-disclosure. Verily, those who have attained to faith in this divine writ, as well as those who follow the Jewish faith and the Sabians and the Christians, all who believe in God and the Last Day and do righteous deeds, no fear need they have, and neither shall they grieve. There was no thought of forcing everybody into the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community. Each of the revealed traditions had its own din, its own practices and insights. "Unto every one of you have we appointed a different law and way of life," God told Muhammad. And if God had so willed, he could surely have made you all one single community. But he willed it otherwise, in order to test you by means of what he has vouchsafed unto you. Vie then with one another in doing good works. Unto God you must all return, and then he will make you truly understand all that on which you were wont to differ. God was not the exclusive property of one tradition, but was the source of all human knowledge. "God is the light of the heavens and the earth," Allah explained in one of the most mystical verses in the Quran. The divine light could not be confined to any individual lamp, but was common to them all, enshrined in every one of them.